It was the week before Christmas, and I was 11 years old. I was a boy with a dream about buying something special for myself for Christmas that year. And I had been working, saving up my money to do just that. My boyhood hobby was model railroad, and I had my heart set on buying a very special locomotive engine for my train set, an H.O. Gauge Santa Fe GP9 freight locomotive, just like the ones I had seen in pictures in my train magazines. And just like the one that happened to be sitting in the front window of the local hobby shop in the town where I grew up. I first saw it in the window one day in October when I was riding by on my bicycle. And I decided then and there that I was going to find a way to purchase it. We were at dinner one night as a family, and I happened to mention it to my father. And he asked me, how much did it cost? When I told him the price, he kind of sat back and looked surprised. And then he went back to eating and said, kind of offhandedly, well, maybe you'll get it for Christmas. But he said it in that way that made you think as a child, that wasn't going to happen. No matter, I had my dream of saving up enough money to buy it. I had the money saved from my summer job working in my father's landscaping business, and I had a tape around that I only saved a little money from. So it was doable. So I kept working and saving throughout that fall, working to make my dream happen. And every week or so, I would go down to the hobby shop to look at that Santa Fe locomotive in the window, just to make sure that it was still there and that my dream was still alive. Finally, by the week before Christmas, I had enough money saved, and I was now ready to buy that engine. So I hopped on my bike and went down to the hobby shop. Only when I parked my bike in front of the window and looked, the Santa Fe locomotive was gone. My 11-year-old mind and emotional state was thrown off in a bit of shock and confusion. So I went into the store and spoke to the man behind the counter. I felt so disappointed that I could feel my voice cracking as I asked him, what happened to my locomotive? And he looked down at me and he said, a man had come in the day before and bought it. And seeing the look on my face, he said, did you want that? And I said, yes. I've been saving up money for months to buy it. He apologized and said, well, I don't have another one in stock. But he could order one, but it would take a long time, well after Christmas, before it would come in. And then he gave me my first important lesson about retail. If I had known you wanted it, I could have put it on layaway for you. Layaway, I said. My 11-year-old self didn't know from layaway. Well, it was a long week after that day until Christmas. I was feeling a bit foolish and, of course, disappointed. I wasn't even looking forward to Christmas that year. So when Christmas morning came, even though there were all these presents under the tree for me and for my brothers, I really wasn't that much interested. So I kind of opened my presents half-heartedly in my little 11-year-old mind funk. And that was that, so I thought. Until my father said to me, wait, there's one more for you. And then he handed me a small gift wrap box. And in it was this. I received a bigger gift that year than I could ever imagine on Christmas. A lesson in trust. Trusting my father, for sure. Trusting in other people. Trusting that you are not the sole cause of good things happening to you. Trusting that more often than not, things are in the works for our benefit, things we could never imagine. Joseph, husband of Mary, soon to be husband of Mary, father of Jesus, was a simple carpenter, an average guy with a dream like many other men. He wanted a wife. And he plans to marry Mary, was betrothed to her. And everything's going along fine until he comes across something that dashed his dream. He learns that she's pregnant. Even though the Gospel of Matthew tells it, they had not yet lived together. He kept his feelings to himself, even though he felt betrayed. But being a devout Jew, he sought to follow the law of Moses in these situations. He felt compassion for Mary. And as St. Matthew writes it, Joseph refused to expose her to public disgrace. So he planned to divorce her quietly and move on with his life. Little did Joseph know that God had something else in mind. Something that Joseph, in his disappointment and shock, in the emotional chaos of his life, could never even imagine. But God got through to Joseph. God got through to him the way he sometimes does get through to you and to me. God came to Joseph in a dream. And in Joseph's dream, he dreamed that God would come into the world to bring salvation to the world through that child that Mary was carrying. That was a lot for Joseph to trust. To trust in his dream, his night vision of an angel speaking about Jesus being born. And if that was not enough for Joseph to trust, little did he know then that Mary had also been visited by God in a dream, and she too had been told to trust that God was going to bring salvation through a child, that very child that she would carry to term. Despite his suspicions about her infidelity, despite that the only thing he could go on was this crazy dream about an angel speaking to him, Joseph was asked to trust once again in Mary. And in the bigger picture of Joseph's life, God had Joseph to trust that he had something more to give Joseph than his own vision for his life would contain. That is the real story of Christmas, according to the Gospel of Matthew. It is a lesson about trusting God. Trusting that God has something more for you than you can see. Trusting in other people, even when you suspect bad things about them. But it's also a lesson in not trusting. Not trusting ourselves too much, or at least in our limited perceptions. Our vision of ourselves and other people is sometimes faulty, or at least incomplete. So in whom do we trust to feel a sense of completeness? To whom do we go when we are not sure that we are seeing the world with certainty? Maybe we need a dream from God. The great contemporary biblical scholar, Walter Brueggemann, has written extensively about the power of dreams in the Bible. And in one of his articles, he writes this: dreams are the intrusions of God into a settled world. Dreams concern larger realities and possibilities for the future. There are many voices in the night, not all of them noble. Among them, however, is the voice of the Holy God, who plants and builds what we cannot even imagine. Even if you are skeptical about God's power to speak to you through your dreams, It is possible to enlarge our vision of the world where God still reigns. In that we can trust. But if our skepticism weakens our sense of trust, it would be helpful to listen to the guidance of St. Paul. Today he writes in his letter to the Romans about the obedience of faith. Faith knows in whom it has believed and orders our lives accordingly, despite our unanswered questions. We do need that kind of obedience. Obedience to the possibility that God is at work in the world on our behalf, even if we cannot see it. Obedience to the possibility that God is actually working through other people, even when we may suspect otherwise. Obedience to the possibility that God does still work through our dreams and those of others too, no matter how difficult that may be to believe. So what gifts are you planning to give this Christmas? In that last week of Advent, in the 11th year of my life, when my little dream seemed dashed, I wasn't much interested in giving or receiving gifts because I could not dream that big. Or to put it another way, I had yet to learn about trust and hope. Trust and hope always go together, because both involve an element of waiting. Hope is an open-ended kind of waiting for those good things that will come, that promises will be fulfilled. Trust is about belief. Belief in the word of another, on someone you can count on. Together, they are the indispensable elements of what we call faith. In this, our last week of Advent, there is time yet to prepare ourselves to receive the promise of Christmas, that salvation will come for us through a loving God. We can trust that His word is true, that His promise is real. And even if right now our faith in ourselves or in other people might be a little shaky, God does not leave us bereft of possibility. Long ago, God gave Joseph and Mary the dream of a world in which God is always laboring on our behalf, always working for the good of the whole world. That dream lives on for us. So this Christmas, give someone the gift of trust. Give yourself the gift.